Yeah. Our preparation haven't changed from preseason to this. I think more so now, it's just more film study that we're really focusing on the opponent for us, the ones. You know, we got to go out there and we got to play the whole game now.
Brian Maxwell, that looks like a big matchup in the game. We're trying to analyze it. How are you breaking down that when you do see him, and if you do see him all day?
We don't know yet, you know, if they're going to match him with me. You know, this is his first year there, too. So in the preseason, you really can't tell what a guy is going to do. And then when he was at Seattle, you know, they had Richard Sherman on the other side. So it was very hard to really see if they're going to match him with me. But he's a good cornerback. Mm-hmm. You know, he plays the ball very well, and he got very good ball skills.
With Tony gone last year, what was the transition like for you? You were taking on, obviously, more double teams and getting chipped a lot more.
Yeah.
How did you – what did you learn from that? Because you obviously put the numbers up.
You just got to stay patient in those situations. You know, guys are going to double you, but they can't do it the whole game. You know, and if they do, the other guys, I got all the faith in the world that Roddy, you know, now Hankerson, Devin Hester, Eric Williams, those guys will step up and make plays for us, and Nick Williams as well. So,
will it help you or possibly help you the fact that you all learned all the positions? He can move you to wherever he needs to move you to.
Most definitely. That'll help us out a lot, especially just playing inside. Maxwell, I don't think he's a guy that really plays inside. You know, he likes to play outside for being a cornerback. He don't like to be in there and be a nickel.
How special is it to be part of Monday Night Football, the first game of the season, playing under the lights in front of your peers?
It's just another game for us. You know, every game is the same game for us. We prepare like any other game. We don't want to be up and down this year. We're going to be flat. We're going to be consistent. And we're just preparing like it's the biggest game because it's the next game.
How is it coming together? Y'all got a lot of moving parts over there. Matt, we talked to him yesterday about it. How's it look from your vantage point?
It looks good. It looks good. We're definitely going to be game ready. You know, we've been making moves on the offensive line. But those guys in the meetings today, they was calling out everything they had today, and they was doing a great job for us. So, and I think they're going to do a great job for us in the game as well.
You've been talking to Roddy. He seems like he's pretty happy this week, thinking he's going to get the Singletary.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right, going to go out there and do what Roddy do. You know, I think he's going to go out there and have a great game. You know, and the Phillies, you know, single him up, he's going to go out there and make plays.
The thought of turning it around, how are you sensing, you know, you guys can do that this year after, you know, coming off of two, you know, disappointing seasons?
It's just the mindset, the energy that Dan Quinn brings to this organization, and the guys feed off of it, and now the players have it. You know, we're going to go out there, we're going to play fast and physical. You know, whatever happens, happens, but we're going to do that. We're going to start the game like that, and we're going to finish the game like that.